The Fairfax County Police Detective sitting across from me in a conference room is in his mid-30s and easily more than 6 feet tall. A far cry from the young teenage girl that people trying to do creepy stuff on the internet think he is.
I'm saying 13, what about you?
Because of the nature of his work, he doesn't want his real name used, and it quickly became clear that online he's very popular.
When I did this earlier, I had 5 people in the first 30 seconds just hit me up and ask, have you ever been raped before? Do you like to trade pictures? Do you like to trade videos?
It's happening inside a chat room for teenagers at a day and time where every teenager should be in school.
So this person's saying he's 28.
And conversations like this are happening all the time. Internet Crimes Against Children task forces in Maryland and Virginia receive thousands of tips about child exploitation every year, keeping the cops and prosecutors who work these cases very busy.
You have to be able to separate it out and know when it's time to take a break.
He'll take his work home, logging on from the couch or while walking the dog.
Yeah, in theory, we could do this 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We wouldn't run out of people to talk to.
And this is just one small aspect of his job, which is to keep kids in Fairfax County safe from predators.
So he's asking if you're a horny girl, after he's already been told the age.
We're not bringing up anything sexual, and it's immediately, you know, they're approaching us immediately with some sexual content.
Lieutenant Jane Burns supervises the Child Exploitation and Human Trafficking Unit with Fairfax County Police.
So it's not necessarily your kids going on looking for that sort of thing, but they're being approached, you know, with that kind of content.
And there's only so much that can be done.
We try to focus on people in this area.
But this detective admits,
when you're on some of these other sites, there's no way to know.
And he has lots of examples of people who lie about their age and where they're from. After all, it's easy to just pick a spot on a map.
They said they were from, like, the Hampton Roads area, Virginia, ended up coming back to somewhere in Asia.